Cape Talk.
Cape Talk.
Money Matters with Sylvia Walker.
Money, 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 money. Sylvia Walker talks about money, 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 money. Sylvia, it's National Savings Month and we're talking about savings today and hopefully getting more money, 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 money. Hello.
Morning. Hi. Morning, Lindsay.
Hi. Everyone talks about saving. Lovely idea, not so easy to do.
Absolutely. I think it's just the pressures of life always get in the way. So it's something that's on the agenda often, but something, as I say, yeah, there are other things, other priorities, so it gets always, you know, often pushed to the back burner. Very difficult to be disciplined about it.
Now, I was asking listeners who saves more, men or women?
And
I went, and no, nobody responded except me, and I was going with women, but that's just because I'm a woman and I save a lot.
Yes, I think, you know, Lindsay, the thing is that it's not necessarily, there are no hard and fast rules, but if one looks at the research, because we obviously all got a view, you know, like you say, you save a lot as a woman, so you think, you know, the skew is towards women. But if one looks at the research, it actually shows that men, in fact, do save by and large more than women. And there are obviously a number of reasons behind that. We also know that a lot of women in South Africa feel quite insecure, financially insecure, simply because of the positions that they're in. So, as I say, that men actually do ironically seem to save more and invest more overall as opposed to women. And that's just, unfortunately, one of the statistics that we have to deal with. But there are a number of reasons. You know, when one generalizes men versus women, there obviously are a number of reasons behind that. But as I say, overall, that's what the figures show us. So about 39% of women actually have savings in the bank and men about 45%. And that's if one looks at short-term, you know, banking accounts and money in banking accounts. Mm.
I suppose the other reason I said woman is because we often hear of women, especially in very poor communities, who manage to squirrel away money even though they earn very little. I remember that story when India was talking about changing the currency and a lot of women were really upset because they'd stashed away money that they didn't want the men to know about because often they squandered that money.
Yes. The thing is that, yes, we do. And that's something I always say to people, you know, when they say there's no money to save or no money to invest. And I say the poorest of the poor manage to do that in South Africa via the stokvel system. We're all very aware of that. The interesting thing, though, is there's a lot of women that do put money aside like that, put it in the cookie jar under the mattress, you know, the proverbial cookie jar, and they don't actually invest it in something that can give them a good return and, you know, something that's more risky. So that's another issue that we often see is women are less risk averse. They will rather put their money in something that's safe, and they will save that little bit of money but put it somewhere that's safe as opposed to investing it into something that takes more is more risky and but could potentially give them a lot better return.
Mm. I would think also in terms of men and women, I mean, the stereotypical model of the man being the breadwinner, I can understand that he might see the need to save for the family. But the reality in South Africa is that many households are run by women, single mothers.
Yes.
So that, absolutely. Of course, the stats in South Africa might really be different from perhaps a slice of another country.
Yes, absolutely. And of course, you've touched on the single mother, you know, households. Obviously, there's single parent households, if one wants to be correct about it.
Sure.
But if you just look at single mothers, they deal with other issues as well, such as non-payment of child support, which is a huge issue in South Africa. So, you know, when one talks about priorities and being able to have money, the luxury of putting money away for tomorrow, it's often not even there. It's just not there for those women. So, yeah, the single parent household is a huge dynamic that influences the ability to save. But also saying that, I know research was done in India a good few years ago by a big life assurer, actually. I think it was New York Life did research in India. And they found there that the level of savings was remarkably high, despite the fact, too, that it's a lot of poverty in that country.
Yeah.
And that was simply the reason for it. The time was given was that because there was no state pension fund, there was no sort of safety net for when people grow older. So people were forced to actually put money away. You know, that priority was forced. It had to become really a priority.
Mm. And when we're looking at long-term saving and short-term saving, what's the difference in that?
Women, again, as you've touched on, are better at sort of putting money away, you know, squirreling money away. And again, we know that women are better for saving for short-term goals. So, you know, putting money away for Christmas, that kind of thing, very short term, whereas they're less likely to actually save in longer term investments. Interesting, if one just looks, when you talk long term, the ultimate long term, of course, is for retirement. So if one looks at long term investing in terms of retirement pension or provident fund, about 53% of men contribute to a pension or provident fund in South Africa, and only 47% of women. So more men do invest in those formal, you know, those formal retirement saving vehicles as opposed to women in South Africa.
Hmm. Well, when we're looking at saving, I mean, it is obviously a proportion of earning, and of course, the more you spend, the less you save. When we look at spending, who spends more, men or women?
The thing is that women do spend more because they are the shoppers generally in the household. So we always joke, and you know, we always say, like, women are the ones that are the spenders. You know, they always go shopping. We do know from research that, again, retail therapy is bigger amongst women than men. So for women, it's a, you know, if women feel depressed or miserable, they go out and buy some stuff for themselves, and it's part of that mood booster that we often experience. But women do buy the groceries, the clothing, and so on for the household. So they might shop more, but they're not always shopping for themselves necessarily. You know, they're shopping for the household. So I would say women do spend more than men, but it's not necessarily spending in a bad way. Mm. Also quite interesting is women give more to charity than men. So when it comes to money, women have a greater sense of community. You know, they like to feel that the money that they've got can benefit other people. So women generally, again, by and large, are more involved in charitable donations and charities than what men are. So they use their money to improve other people's lives.
Wow. You mentioned that men were, of course, took more risks than women, and is, of course, in different categories, I'm sure.
Yes, absolutely. You know, we've spoken about women sort of keeping money in the cookie jar and, you know, having it there because it's safe. Traditionally, too, or generally, women tend to sort of hold on to what they've got, whereas men take a bit more risk, strangely enough. So as I say, women should be investing in more risky investments, but they tend not to. They tend to, if anything, they're going to put it in a bank account where they can see, you know, the interest they're going to get, and it's a lot safer. And also, just if you talk about risks too, it's not necessarily sort of a male-female thing. Research also shows us that if a man is unmarried and older and more educated, he'll take more investment risks. And women also be more risk, you know, invest in more risky investments if they're employed or if they've got a higher net worth. So in other words, if they've got a regular income or if they've got more money to, you know, they've got a bit of extra money, it's not critical that that investment money. Women tend to take a bit more risks than those in general, and women in general.
Mm. Well, now, we can talk about savings, but the reality is that women earn so much less than men. So how do you actually calculate? Do they compare about the actual, is it a proportion of income that they use when they look at these stats?
So it's interesting, yeah, because in generally we know too that women do earn less than men on average. But one must remember that any stats that are compiled are averages. So it takes everybody, you know, from the earnings of a domestic worker right through to an MD of a company, and it then works it out on an average level. So in South Africa, yeah, there is that disparity. From Stats SA, about 23%, women earn about 23% less than men, which is actually quite frightening. And then towards the end of last year, it was quite interesting, there was a car dealership that claimed that women earned 27% less than men on average. And they were actually, it was a whole promotion. They were offering women like a big discount on buying one of their vehicles. And that was also based on research that was conducted. So these things do make a difference. But, you know, as I said, it's an average. So it's right across the board in terms of education levels and income levels. But if you looked at somebody doing the same job, a man and a woman doing the same position, those disparities have actually disappeared largely. You know, those gaps have closed. But the thing that does impact on women and women's ability to save long term is that often women take career breaks to raise families. So even if a woman is married and she has children, many women do take those career breaks. So she has less paychecks. She's not earning as many salaries as her male counterpart. So she can obviously only invest while she's earning money. So that is something that impacts on women.
Mm.
And then, of course, as we said earlier, that whole issue of, you know, the single parent divorce, women ending up, you know, having the children to you know, in her care, the lack of child support from her partner, all of those factors do influence, you know, over and above just whether she's earning the same salary as her male counterpart or not. But the interesting thing, too, is, Lindsay, is that acknowledge is the key thing here. So you know, and this also research has shown, is that when people know what they're doing and find out what they're doing, we fear what we don't know. And that's a challenge for many women, is to actually find out, get knowledge, understand the world of investing, understand it's okay to take a bit of risk. And that really is often a distinguishing factor too, is that men are kind of raised in this world of, you know, use the money that you've got, make, you know, take some risks, make it grow, make it multiply, whereas women very often tend to hang on, cling, because I'm not quite sure what this is all about, so I hold on to what I've got. It's secure, so I, you know, I hold on to it.
Have you got some saving tips for us after giving us lots of stats? who wins the battle of the sexes?
And of course, it's National Savings Month, so you know there's information everywhere. I just thought I'd share a couple of different ones. You know, not the normal sort of, you know, make it a priority and pay yourself first, which I mean I'm forever singing as well. That's from that hymn sheet. Some different ones. Quite interesting, you know, we always get all this junk mail that we receive in our post. So if you unsubscribe from that, just get rid of that. Apart from the time that it wastes, and time is also, of course, a very valuable currency. But it's not going to tempt you to go and buy things that you don't need. Apparently, if you unplug all your appliances at night that you're not using, your TVs, everything else, you actually will save on electricity because they still draw electricity while they're on. Of course, one of my favorites is always use cash when you go shopping. I always challenge people, instead of, you know, leave all the cards at home, just take cash and know that that's how much you've got, 1,000 rand or whatever it is, and just use that and you'll be amazed. You will actually stick to that. Some of the more weird ones is, you know, the condiments we get from the takeaways, keep those instead of buying your own tomato sauce and chutney. You can actually keep those and use them, save that bit of money. And then, of course, when we talk about men and women and, you know, date nights, keep those simple. I think we live in a society where we've, under pressure, you know, we've always got to do like do the wow thing and, you know, but you can be quite simple about it. Cook a meal together, go for a picnic, you know, save money on those events and focus on the relationship rather than on the spending money and the splurging. So those are my tips.
That cash one is quite an important one because so many people go out and use a credit card and get into trouble with credit. And
yes, it's so easy. It's so easy when you've got a card to overspend.
And you can't save when you've got money on your credit card because it doesn't make sense. You're paying more to service your credit card than you would be to save. So the first thing to do is cut back on credit card use. I mean, when people do get into trouble, the first thing that debt collectors do is cut up credit cards. So it's about really having a sense of how much you're paying for that money you use in your credit card.
Yes, absolutely. It's the golden rule that is, I mean, obviously, you know, you need to pay credit off, but as I said, the challenge is if you could go just shopping with cash. I always say if you could take your salary, put it on a table, all in hard cash, and that's what you've got to work with. That would be a real challenge for many people because we've lost the tangible meaning and value of money. Money is, you know, we don't know what it feels like, what it looks like. It's all just numbers on our phone, numbers on our computer screen.
Sylvia, thank you so much for those saving tips. Much appreciated.
Lovely. Thank you, Lindsay. Keep well.
Bye-bye.